Time now for Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Nathan Sterner. As Governor-elect Larry Hogan prepares to take office, he's picking a team of people to help, handing some positions within his administration and nominating others to cabinet-level posts. But some of Hogan's picks are lawmakers, recently re-elected to the General Assembly, and there have been some complaints over how their replacements are being chosen. WIPR reporter Karen Hostler's on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning.
So it's central committees that are central to the replacement process whenever a vacancy opens up in the General Assembly. Explain how that process works.
Well, in each county, there are central committee members for both of the two major political parties, and those central committee members meet and make recommendations to the governor to fill vacancies, General Assembly vacancies. The problem is, it's at least what's been so controversial so far, is that the woman who's been named to fill a vacancy that will be left by Senator Joseph Getty of Carroll County, her name is Robin Fraser, and she is a former county commissioner who was rejected by the voters for re-election last year in the primary, and then a second time when she ran in the general election as a write-in candidate. I should say what's most famous about Robin Fraser is that during her time on the county commissioners, she defied a court order against saying Christian prayers at commission meetings. So she's regarded as kind of controversial. And then add on to all that, the meeting at which the central committee members made this choice was closed and private, and they wouldn't reveal names of other candidates. So there's this feeling that, you know, this is just sort of a mockery of a democratic process.
Is it always such a closed process? I understand that sometimes it's a little bit more open.
Yeah, you know, the committee members, central committee members, seem to make their own rules. And actually what's happened in recent years is rather than give the governor just one choice, central committees have supplied three names. So that gives the governor a little bit more latitude. But that did not happen in this case.
But Hogan can actually disregard whatever the committees give to him. A couple years ago, Governor O'Malley refused to accept the nomination of the Prince George's County Central Committee to replace a seat that was at that time held by Tiffany Alston. Can Hogan demand a different person here? Can he just pick somebody else if he chooses to?
Well, I think so. You know, what O'Malley did in that case was he got the Central Committee to send him a new name. And I'm thinking that might be what happens in this case. In fact, Senate President Mike Miller suggested that the name of Fraser was coming too soon because Getty hasn't even given up his seat yet. That'll happen next week. And Getty himself, of course, is going to be the governor's chief lobbyist, is trying to work this deal out behind the scenes. And I think what might happen is that the Central Committee is asked to resubmit their recommendation because they gave it too soon, and that list may expand to include, you know, another name or two.
Maryland voters just approved a motion to have special elections whenever county executive seats go vacant. Is there any call for that sort of thing to happen for delegates and state senators?
Well, if you count the Baltimore Sun editorial page, there is. They argue, and I think quite persuasively, that these are four-year terms that to have those filled by a handful of, you know, people meeting in a back room someplace is just anti-democratic. So what the Sun is saying is in cases like that, there should be a special election. Of course, special elections cost money, but, you know, it gives the voters a chance to make the decision, and that's what a democracy is all about.
And the General Assembly would have to require such special elections
for
legislation.
Well, to make a change like that, the General Assembly would have to approve it, and potentially it might have to go to referendum as well.
So certainly not for this time around.
Not for this time around.
Karen Hostler covers politics and other matters for WIPR. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Inside Maryland Politics, I'm Nathan Sterner.